You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Newcastle United versus Aston Villa is first up, Saturday 5:30. Newcastle even money, the draw 11-5 and Villa are 3-1. Enhanced odds here, Jorginho Wijnaldum to score and Newcastle to win is 4-1. Scott Sinclair to score and Villa to win is in the betting at 8-1. Mr. Phelps, a couple of big wins for Newcastle against Liverpool and against Tottenham in front of the Sky cameras the last couple of weeks. And for the third consecutive week, this match is televised, which could be a good thing for them. And they're playing Villa, which is also a good thing.
That's the best thing, I think. It's Villa, because they do look like they're struggling for their lives. The manager, all right, he made an impact in that first game against Man City when they got a 0-0 draw, but he hasn't really done an awful lot since. All right, maybe you could say the 1-1 at Southampton was good. My problem with this is that it would be just like Newcastle to having done all that hard work to go and undo it with a ridiculous result at home to Villa, who are 3-1. I think it's stretching it a little low. I mean, Newcastle were odds against earlier in the week when we were looking at this, and now even money, they've obviously been backed in. I think the draw is a big player here. I think Aston Villa will have shown that if they set up to frustrate and be organised, they can get the job done. Did it at Southampton, did it at home to City. Admittedly, they got spanked by Everton. They conceded 3 at home to Watford. But they're away from home here. They don't have to go out and try and win the game. They can sit in and allow Newcastle to attack them. I think what Newcastle did well against Liverpool and against Chelsea was that they did the opposite. They allowed the bigger team, against Tottenham, against Liverpool, did the opposite. Allowed the big team to come onto them and try to hit them on the break. I don't see this Newcastle team suddenly going from not being able to string, you know, wins together to suddenly winning 3 on the spin. And I think Aston Villa will do their very, very best to thwart them. If you don't quite like that and you think Newcastle might nick it, then the obvious way to go would be, you know, Newcastle to win an under 2.5 goals. But I'm going to go for the draw here. I think they'll do well. The other, very quickly, if you think it's going to be a score draw, Wijnaldum has scored 7 goals this season, all of them at home.
Yep.
7 at St James's Park. Obviously, a lot of those came in one match. But he's not a bad price, you know, really, to get on the score sheet, 21-10 at home.
Yeah, and a lot of people will look at that headline offer as well. Jorginho Wijnaldum to score and Newcastle to win is 4-1. Only one player has scored more home goals this season than him in the Premier League, and that's Jamie Vardy.
I was going to answer that for you. That was a quick question.
With 8 of them. Derek, your thoughts on this one?
I think Newcastle are real good things, to be honest. The money, I went for them last week because I thought they'd get so much belief from that Liverpool performance and result, and they did indeed. I mean, they were easily Tottenham's measure last week, and that, you know, this is a Tottenham side who've won their all kinds of praise all season long. It was a great performance, the second in the run. And if you said to Newcastle, right, you've had 2 great performances, we want to get 3, who would you like to play next? Villa at home, please. And look what they've got. I just can't see any. Villa are 3-1, and many, many times, Lee, I've said, you know, Villa away from home, I'm always prepared to back them at big prices. Not this time around. I just think, look, they could well be, by the end of the season, the worst team ever to have played in the Premier League, couldn't they? That's how small their points haul might be. And I look at their lineup, and I just don't see how they can get anything from this game. I think Newcastle are real good things, and evens is a gift.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.